In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, that beautiful sermon hymn you sang before the Mass started is called the Miserere Mihi, and the text of that comes from the book of Job in the Bible. Job was the person who faced all kinds of bad things in his life, but then his friends came to console him and to show how much they were troubled by the bad things of with their friend was facing. They saw how great was his grief, and they wept and they rendered their garments, and they also sprinkled ashes on their heads. Next week we have Ash Wednesday, which marked the starting of Lent. And like Job's friends wanted to console him, we should also make good Lenten decisions. How could we console our Blessed Lady of all the bad things going on in the world, both for good and for the evil? Job's story, how he was rich and then lost all his possession, is a good reminder to us that it's not only evil people who face difficulties in life, but sometimes also good people are tested and by God, that do they stay faithful to him or not. And Job was truly an example of heroic perseverance. He stayed very truthful and faithful to God throughout his temptations and throughout his testings. He had been a very rich man. He had all the wealth in the world. He had a great and loving family. But then, to test his fidelity, our Lord accepted that Satan should take all those precious things away from Job. But even after being tested so hard, finally Job declared that he stays faithful. He remains a child of God, even though the hand of God was striking him very hard. And in the midst of all his sorrows, Job pronounced these beautiful words: "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and in the last day I shall rise out of the earth, and I shall be clothed again with my skin and in my flesh. I shall see my God, whom I myself shall see, and not another. This my hope is laid up in my bosom." Dear children, this pronunciation of Job are truly the words which every Catholic should say with trustful confidence to his Heavenly Father. Today, when we pray for our deceased friends and benefactors, those who have died before us and who are waiting their salvation to come true, we should think that we are definitely ones to follow them, and in order that we can have the same kind of a trusting and loving hope to our salvation, we should always be as faithful and as truthful as Holy Job was. Whether we have good days or bad days, we must trust to God Almighty that in the end he make all things good again. And there's a good moral in the story which we should also look, that when before these hard things happened to Job, he was a good man who was practicing many good things and lots of virtues, and he was of those greatly admired by the angels. But he was not yet feared by the devils, the devil who always sought to make much harm in the kingdom of God, asked permission from God to tempt and test Job, that if he loses those things which are dear to him, that will he stay faithful or not. And we might sometimes also face similar situation if our lives go badly. Do we still trust and love God as fervently as we did on the good days? And it was only after Job proved himself that he remained free from sin, even in the midst of misery and affliction. Then the devils began to tremble and fear him and left from teasing him. In a kind of a similar manner, Jesus also was allowed to be tempted by the devil. Devil truly knew that Jesus was a holy and good man, and that's why he had the courage or boldness to tempt him. But our Lord stayed faithful, always trusting God's word, and told the devil that he had no right to tempt the servants of God. And then the devil left him, and angels ministered him. So children, when we think about our lives, how should we stay faithful? The answer is truly very easy. Whether we live good days or bad days, we must always be very trustful to God, that like Job, we hope that at the end of our days we shall see him. When the general resurrection will come, we will not only see justice prevailed and our Lord coming back, but also all of our deceased friends and family members who also have been saved by the great mercy mercy of God. And when we think of a good Lenten resolutions, we should not think only of ourselves, but those poor souls who cannot anymore help themselves. How great decision it would be to be a friend, a true friend to some poor soul in purgatory who is in desperate need of your prayers. Stay faithful every single day on your road to salvation, children, and be very mindful and remembering those poor souls who also, as eagerly as us, wait someday to see our Redeemer living, and that we all might see his glory in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.